What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
So the most disappointing thing last year, obviously, was the wide receiving core, right? The drops. We can talk about Carson Beck. And by the way, what do you think he's going to be down there at the U, by the way? Zeno, you think he's going
to
be?
Engaged to Cavender probably in 6 months. That's what he's going to be.
So distracted. No Heisman then? No Heisman?
Yeah. No. He's no Heisman. Are you out of your mind?
Huh? We were talking about the Heisman for him here before things went
well. That
bad.
Was just ridiculous talk. Everybody should have known that. Come on. Stop. Stop.
Coming into the season, people were talking about Carson Beck as the best quarterback in the country. You and I both know it.
Again, that doesn't mean it was proper. It was talk. There was that. Come on. Really? Like, did we really think that he was going to be the best quarterback in the nation?
Well, there's a lot of people bought into that.
I still have a problem. It's hard to be the best quarterback in the nation with a subpar offensive system, but that's neither here nor there.
Wait. What do you mean subpar? What are you talking about? So it's an offense that's won a couple of national championships. What are you talking about?
Not with this guy. Not with this guy.
Bobo hasn't changed. Bobo hasn't changed.
And that's the point. Hasn't changed. That's the point.
No.
Hasn't changed. Perfectly said. End the sentence. He hasn't changed. End of sentence. There we go. Good.
He hasn't changed that much with what Monken was doing. Come on.
Okay. Then why aren't the results better?
They don't have the players. You just saw those guys win a Super Bowl, you know?
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, that's fine.
Come on.
Those guys play on defense, by the way. None of those guys play. Jalen Carter didn't play any offense.
Neither did Nolan Smith. You're right, but they had a historic defense. That's why they won the chip.
Okay, well, the defense wasn't bad this year. Offense, not so much. They had some problems. They do need some more playmakers. They clearly need more playmakers.
Yes, they do. Is Lucky Lawson one of those guys? Could he be UGA's secret weapon? Listen, we've been talking about guys catching the ball. He was Georgia's top tight end last year. And he played with Oscar Delp. Remember we kept talking about Oscar Delp being the guy that was supposed to be the next dude up?
Yep. Brock Bowers 2.0.
Yeah, not so much.
No.
And Lucky led the group. 24 receptions, 348 yards. The only reason I bring this up is because we talk about the wide receiving room. I'm going to need to see what this looks like in the spring and leading into G-Day. I said this to Mike last week. Like, that's what I'm watching for. I mean, we can talk about the quarterback situation all we want. Can these dudes catch the ball? Can they get yak?
Okay, but the quarterback's got to get him the ball first. Like, here's my issue. And we have become very accustomed to, and rightfully so, like, the next guy up for Georgia has always done well. Even go all the way back to Eason, to Fromm, to, you know, the whole thing. Everybody's played well. What is Gunnar Stockton? I don't know if we know yet.
Don't trust him? You don't know?
I don't. It's not a question of trust. I just don't know. Nobody has a large enough sample size to really understand what we have. And is it fair to assume... Again, for Georgia fans, it's a fait accompli. The next guy up is going to be just as good as the last guy. I don't live in that world where I just assume everybody's going to be good when never having seen him play. But, you know, I'm questioning who's the second and third quarterback on the depth chart if this thing starts to turn in a bad direction.
Yeah. Look, I think that's become kind of the idea for most Georgia fans simply because the program has been so good.
Yes. And it's fair for them to assume that.
Yes.
But
yes.
I just don't know... I don't get the same feeling with Gunnar Stockton as I did with Carson Beck and Stetson Bennett. I again, maybe some of it is the roster around him. That's the difference. You know, Stetson Bennett and Carson Beck walk into ready-made championship-level rosters. I don't know that they have that this year. Do we know that? I mean, do you feel like this is, yes, they're going to be one of the top teams in the country. Yes, they're going to be in the college football playoff most likely. But there's a difference between doing those two things and being a championship-level team.
Okay. So part of this is when you're winning like Georgia is, and this is what happened at Alabama, Alabama fans believe that it didn't matter who the quarterback was. As long as Nick Saban was there and the defense was good, it didn't matter. And and here's what I'm talking about. You go back to John Parker Wilson, okay, in the mid-2000s.
I remember.
And then you get to Greg – I'm serious. And then you get to Greg McElroy because you got to think about when Saban came in, okay? So you get to Greg McElroy. And then you get to A.J. McCarron, and then everybody thought A.J. McCarron was great, and then Blake Sims was going to be as good in 2014. He wasn't.
Nope.
Jake Coker comes in. He wasn't as good.
But they won with him.
That's the point. And then you get to what we saw, you know, and everybody witnessed, and now these guys are in the NFL, and that's Jalen Hurts in 16-17, Tua in 18-19, Mac Jones. But it didn't matter. Alabama fans were convinced that we don't care. Bryce Young, he'll be better. And he won a Heisman and certainly was really good. That is where Georgia is because they feel like the coach and the defense are going to be good. And the next guy up, the quarterback, he'll be just as good. Alabama, though, and Zeno, they were intentional about going to get these guys.
Right. Here's the one thing I would say, though. There's two things that are majorly different from that Alabama run to where Georgia is right now. One, there was a much bigger gap between Alabama and one or two other teams and the field. That's not the case anymore.
Right.
Right? The field is certainly, they've closed the gap. Everybody is more equitable due to NIL, transfer portal, all this other stuff that wasn't around back then. So I don't know if that's a fair, you know, straight line correlation example that works here. And again, for Georgia, it's not only is the gap closed, the gap's closed within your conference. Right? Like, there's an argument they're not even the best team in the SEC next year.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So, you know, if you not that you have to be the best team in your conference to win the whole thing, but the point simply is that, you know, it certainly with a 12-team playoff now, it changes your path a ton.
Yeah. You know what?
You could say it. It's okay. I'm right.
No. Oh, okay. Look, with Arch Manning, it's easy to think that Texas might be the better team next year.
What's the reason to believe they're not?
Well, everybody believes that he's probably going to be the best quarterback in the SEC. Now, I've got to see
that or Nussmeier from
LSU, because he's coming back. You know, he's got some experience under his belt. But to your point, like, that is what would give you the edge if you were to say, I think this team's maybe better than Georgia. Now, again, Texas is going to get a chance to prove it. They come to Athens next year. It's going to be another huge game, just like when Georgia went to Texas. But, you know, that's to your point. You may not even be the best team in your conference. And there are no more divisions. We know that. East, West, South, all that stuff's gone. Bottom line is Georgia's still a top three team in this conference. And I think,
yes,
you know, when you say that, you're saying that based on Kirby and you're basing it on the defense. You don't have to base it on the quarterback like Alabama did for so many years. They didn't care who the quarterback was, even when they had really good ones. You know? 404-726-0929. And by the way, if you think like Lane Kiffin's done, he's not. If you think Florida's not coming, this is not going to be an easy task for Georgia just to continue to show up and be in the SEC championship game, or for that matter, you know, to make the playoff. Now, if they're not one of the top 12 teams in the country, something obviously went drastically wrong. But if you just think they're going to continue to run off, and like this year, you win another SEC championship, it's just kind of like, oh, it's what's expected. I think it's going to become much, much harder in this new SEC, and certainly with NIL at play.
Agree. And again, I start to look now at, the SEC as a whole. Without ruffling any feathers here.
It's okay. You do that all day.
Do we absolutely have clear facts that they are a top three team in the conference?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't have clear facts. I think people are basing that and going to give
off of past credit. Off of past
Correct.
Success. Yes,
that's right.
But
that's
I mean,
right.
Again,
because Zeno, you've been talking about process today. Here's what you know about George and Kirby: the process is right.
Yes, 100%. That's a process.
The process is right.
That collaboration I'm behind. Whatever collaborating they're doing, can we get their collaboration card for the Falcons?
Well, does it work? Then you're talking about Kirby. That's what you're talking about.
Okay. All right. Well, but again, I mean, you still have an offense in Tennessee and a defense that's really good. Like you mentioned, Ole Miss, you forget about A&M, who was really good last year. I mean, you know, these are all things that are part of what, you know, they're going to have to deal with. And they're still one, pun intended, top dog. That people are still chasing them all the time, right? And
yes.
That's really what it boils down to, is that they are the hunted now, and everybody is trying to knock them off. And so they do not have the easier path anymore. Their path is a lot harder. Excuse me.
I agree. What do you guys think? 404-726-0929. Hit us up. Again, this hour brought to you by our friends at Mark Spain Real Estate. It's Dukes and Bell. Zeno's in for Mike today. Coming up, Guy Talk on the way. And also, we're going to get a chance to talk to our buddy Ian Valentino, NFL writer for the 33rd team.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.